here on RBN, and we're with Richard. I don't want to lose you. And also, I was wondering if you wouldn't mind. Oh, okay. Well, Richard, if you're listening, if you could somehow call me. My number is 630-930-9782, 630-930-9782. I need your help on something. I want to talk to you about something I'm working on. Again, he's working, and as everybody is, you know, people working two jobs, three jobs, just to try to maintain cost of housing, ridiculous, huge amounts of people. I talked to a couple of black individuals that were elated to work for Halliburton because Halliburton was paying $26 and $30 an hour, and they had little care or understanding or concern that they were going in a highly contaminated area in Iraq to do whatever business with Halliburton wanted them to do there, jeopardizing their life. John, what do you think about this? You know, we don't have no jobs here that, you know, are paying the amount that Halliburton is overseas, and people are going over there and they're risking their lives now to whatever they might run into. But what is your opinion of that?
Well, they've created where there is no job, so that's the job that's available that supposedly has some benefits and supposedly has a pretty good pay scale. Actually, Halliburton pays better than the military, and a lot of people are signing up for the military. I mean, my son's in the military. One of my sons is in the military due to the fact that there was no jobs here, and, you know, it was a job opportunity. It wasn't that he definitely wanted to go there. He's doing fairly well. He doesn't have to go to Iraq. He's in the States, luckily. But at the same time, it was a job. And, you know, he's the oldest I've got. He's like 24 years old.
And you get frightened for your children because, you know, they get to a point where, you know, they get frustrated, and then what they do to force them into the military is, you know, out here in the cities, they, you know, it's black, it's white, it doesn't matter. They criminalize teens. Criminalize young people, and you know the only thing that they're looking for hope to resolution to try to do anything is they've, you know, dangled this military position in front of them with a possibility of getting a $20,000 sign-on bonus. Now, what is $20,000 when you go over in Iraq and stuff? And I think the pay is like I think they get like $8 an hour or something like that. But is $8 comparable to losing your life? Now, I want to do a comparison on that too. You go over in the military and they give you like $8 an hour, and you're working there and you're going through this stuff, and you have military lodging. And if you get married, you know, your wife can stay on the campus of the military site, you know, and you have low-cost housing while you're in. But then, you know, you're going over in a war theater where you're being contaminated. You're in a situation they give you vaccinations and things of medicines that they don't even know if it's going to work. They have this vaccination they give the military men that stops them and prevents them from going to the bathroom for long periods of time, days, in fact, so that they won't give up a position that they're in. And all this stuff impacts on their body. They're in temperatures of 100 and some odd degrees and up. In desert terrain, there's all kinds of desert gnats and bugs there that were making these men and women ill. And the thing is that all that you're going through for $8 an hour and $20,000 in a promissory check. I don't know from what I heard, some people complain they never received the money. And then on the back door of this, you come back and there's no job here. And so then the only thing you can do is sign up for a Halliburton and go back over there. You know, what is that?
Well, a lot of the people that are from over there are so sick they can't work. They're down and out. Look at Doug Rocky. Now, Doug Rocky was a major. He's getting just barely enough money to make ends meet. And, you know, there is no service in the vets, hospitals and stuff. It's very minimal.
Commercial we're going to. We'll be right back up. But think about this, folks. And think of how much a police officer makes. We'll talk about that when we come back.
We'll be right back. The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Hi, we're back. And I want to bring a caller back on, John. Richard, out of Texas. Richard, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so you see that this is a huge issue that should be maintained through church bodies, right? That the churches should be involved in this.
Oh, absolutely, because whenever I talk to any preacher or reverend, whatever their title is, they all go to the 501c3 and they act like that's going to be an excuse. It's like, well, the money's not going to be any good anyway, so how is that an excuse? Then they go to, well, Revelation says this, and you mentioned Scofield Bible and John Darby, how they altered all that. So you can't really rely on, you know, the scriptures completely, you know, if you're looking at it from one or two points of view. So you might as well fight the evil while you got breath left in you. And I tell them that, you know, you can't keep dying, using up your, however many deaths, you know, they say a coward dies 1,000 deaths. How many deaths are you going to die before you, you know, do like you and a lot of other people have done, put your life on the line. You know, we go down to the Capitol, Alex Jones, Jack Blood, these guys, they lead people in Austin. You know, the movement is strong here, but it's never strong enough. It's like, it's almost never any black people at any of these things. So, you know, you mentioned you're African-American. I'm African-American. You know, we talk a good game, but only time we come out is if there's some racism charge attached. You know, some cop might have shot a crackhead or something in the back. Everybody wants to get involved in that. Well, there's something bigger going on, people. I call the black stations. I tell them that. I tell them they're getting ready to crash their dollar. They're getting ready to literally, they're taking all your preachers in private and telling them how to influence your behavior when they destroy your life you know, with this Revelations and Romans, and they don't even want to hear it. It's like, nah, if it's something we can't get Sharpton and Jackson involved, then we don't want to get involved. That's the mentality. And I see it as cowardice. That's how I see it. Because they see stuff happening, and they'll acknowledge it somewhere in the conversation.
Well,
when it's time for them to get...
Have you talked to people in your area that are African-American? See, I've been doing the same thing, been going in the city when I can and been on the phone talking to folks I know, because I've been back through some of these civil rights movements and been active, and my father was tied in, was fighting, you know, for civil rights. And, you know, I want to ask you a favor, if you wouldn't mind. What day are you available that you're not working? Because I want to have you on a broadcast. I'm doing something about that, and I was wondering if you might be game to something I want to do dealing with the issue of how African Americans are not, you know, applying themselves to these things. I mean, the victims of September 11th, more black voices needed to be heard. Waco, more black voices needed to be heard. Oklahoma City, same thing. You know, the thing is that we remain aloof to these issues, and these issues impact on us too, because we are a part of the society. You know, whether we like it or not, we need to, you know, function, and we're dysfunctional right now. And I just want your opinion.
I agree 100%. Like I was listening to the Jenna 6, I tell people, well, we fought that battle. Sitting up on their tree, that's just a symbolic thing now. You know, why would a kid, I don't know all the gross details of it, but that's just a lot of wasted energy for the whole community. You know, these kids got a stiff sentence and they shouldn't have got it. But their lawyers should have dealt with that. We put all our energies behind the wrong things, I think.
Right,
that's a microcosm.
Gender 6 is that they should have gone directly after school, because why the heck would the school in 2007 have something even mentioned to be, you know, that's the white tree. You know, it wasn't cutting the tree down. It was the concept of them allowing that to be in 2007. So I would go after school officials, period. Not, you know, this other stuff was all quagmired because, you know, people allowed it to be there.
Exactly.
So, you know, then you have the Megan Williams issue where, you know, she was raped and tortured and stuff. No press, nothing, you know, just hidden in the mist of the wind. But then, you know, there are other issues that are going on that are so horrendous. And, you know, again, they're doing these things right now, and I just want your opinion. Don't you think that they're bringing a lot of this stuff out, which has been going on all the time anyway, within the, you know, communities, you know, racism and stuff, but a lot of it is coming out now because they're trying to cause a race war?
Oh, I agree 1,000%. That's why I call you, because you're one of the like-minded people. I'm wondering why those who call themselves fair-minded and balanced can't see the obvious. They focus on the gay-straight issue, the short-tall issue, the black-white issue. I mean, it's obvious that they gave all that attention, so we won't focus on, like you say, what we should be focusing on. It's just more than obvious to me. And the media doesn't care about those kids getting stiff. The prisons are full of young black kids with stiff sentences, so I don't know why they're acting like this. You know, and then, of course, our people fall right in line, so... You know, it doesn't even matter if the system is behind it. It's what concerns me, like you keep saying, is why do we keep falling for it?
Uh-huh.
You know, your father fought these battles 40 years ago. All
yeah,
he needs is a good lawyer now.
Yeah, I'm saying all the civil rights leaders, they're probably, you know, how they say you're rolling around in the grave, they're probably out there on the grave laying out and bobbing around in the cemeteries right now, because, I mean, this is just outrageous. This was supposed to be over with. We're supposed to be at another level in the millennium where we're supposed to be united, all people, all ethnicities, all levels are supposed to be united in another plane of thinking that was going to be positive for the world. And look where we are now. This is worse than 1930.
It's all by design, and it seems like none of our so-called leaders, well, you know, like we both agree that most of them, 90% of them, are bought and paid for. They know the script. The grand chessboard has been set up, and we got people just playing the game on through. That's all. It's just up to us to wake up to it.
Well,
you've thoroughly woken up. I think I'm fairly awoke, but... You know, a lot of people are scared to wake up. Whatever their reasons, in the end, they sold themselves out by playing this game, this race card game, and what, you know, and ignoring the obvious. I mean, when you're getting shot.
But there is a huge race issue. We can't afford to, you know, to take away from that. That's been going on. And again, them same folks we're talking about ain't addressed none of that stuff. And then they also go out of their borderline. You got people that are ministers in certain communities, and they have not straightened up the issue in their community, in their town and city they live in, but they're all over the place. If you cannot clean up the situation that is right before you in your community, are you doing the right thing for your people, or are you just, you know, going into something on a measure to just basically get press and media to make yourself a demigod?
That has to be, because that's what I've been seeing my entire lifetime.
I make a lot of enemies saying that, but again, as you know, I say exactly what I see, because see, I already paid my dues. I don't have to catch up to anybody.
Well, how are we
going to
get out of this? Keep playing the game? I don't care if Jesse Jackson doesn't like me, Al Sharpton. These guys aren't going to be around in the next 50 years. Our kids are going to be asking us, why do we let this play out? So, you know, there's racism out there. It's no question. Racism ain't going nowhere. Sexism and all that. But that's not the biggest issue to me right now. Depleted uranium, dollars collapsing, fractured families, you know, the whole community. Everybody I know has a family member at least at one time on crack. Now, those are issues that folks can straighten out on their own. Now, why are we so worried about the Gen of Six? If we would clean up all the things that's been destroying our so-called race, then a little bit of racism that's left over wouldn't even affect us at all. If everybody, I got friends who literally bankrupt their entire family, keeping them out of court. Right. Now, which one was worse? The racist teacher that wouldn't call on them, or the racist cop that harassed them, or the criminal in their own family that got himself repeatedly in the system and ended up bankrupting their family? I've seen this.
The only thing that I'm going to say on that, the only way you can clean up any of these issues, and all of us have collectively, is to clean up the judicial system itself and clean up this quagmire or mess that we have in this political realm. And what author Burklow had said earlier is 100% accurate, because he was trying to give people a historical view of what has happened and where we are now, and that the people that are elected officials and people holding these offices, they're in a situation of being compromised in a crime of action. And then what I am saying is that they can be later prosecuted for treasonous acts, because, see, it's acts of treason that they can be charged with for not acting in regards to criminal activity that they have seen openly. John, did you have something to say on that?
Well, yeah. Everything you're saying is absolutely right. And like, if you look at the extreme, say if you go into the prisons as they show them on National Geographic, you have a prison courtyard where you have the blacks and the Mexicans or whoever else, all segregated and all fighting one another. And as soon as someone steps into their territory, it's like they're going to fight. Well, it's a great example of an extreme situation. They've got those people brainstormed to where they've got to fight each other. And so divide and conquer. That's exactly, now you just bring that up a level and you start putting it into society as they're bringing the Mexicans into our system. They're creating the shortage of jobs. They're creating the hardship of life just trying to live. So you can increase the mechanism of theft or mechanism of not treating each other nice to when you do get a job facility or wrongness in competition or whatever else is generated to try to survive. And it's just what's being perpetrated onto us, and we've got to step above that. And not when we walk into a group, instead of walking into the group and we fight each other, we got to walk into the group and decide how we help each other.
Exactly.
And the only way we can do that is, again, you know, what I'm opening up this broadcast to do, and I think you realize that I'm very proactive. I'm trying to get people in communities all across the United States and the world together, and we work together to try to clean this thing up. You know, we got enough people here, and we need to just try to do the right thing. Thank you, and I will call you if it's okay with you.
Oh, that's fine, yeah. I'm off most Sundays for sure. And
okay,
it's
well,
a toss up after that because I work, you know, my nights here. But yeah,
well,
give me
I will call
I'll
you.
Work something out. I'll make a point to get with you no matter what day it is. So.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling in, and we'll be back after this break.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, we're back. It's Deanne, late night on RBN, Republic Broadcasting. And folks, we need to rally around and be very protective of this network, RBN. If you can do anything to help, please do what you can, because again, we offer up more broadcast information than I would say any other program out there. You can call in. You have an open line. On my show, I allow you to talk freely, openly. And the thing is that, if you call any of the other broadcasts out there, it's very difficult to get through on mainstream and talk freely like we're talking here. This is I'm not nonpartisan. I'm not involved with any particular political party. Never have been. I'm into good people that are proactive for the people that they are supposed to represent. So I'm not into a party. I'm not labeled. Don't put me there. I'm an individual and human being that is very concerned about the outcome of this nation. Now, this brings another fact that I meant to cover today, and I'm just remembering. The Nobel Peace Prize went to Al Gore, former Vice President Al Gore. And he won an Oscar, and he won an Emmy. Emmy Award and for this situation with global warming. And John saw, I guess, the video or whatever. And during the time I was waking up and I heard this on Good Morning America. I like that show, by the way. Out of everything on the media, that's one I watch is Good Morning America. They have some very good things on that broadcast in the morning. So anyway, I was sitting there, and I happened to hear something that disturbed the heck out of me. And that was the fact that in the names of the people that were up for nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize, of which former Mayor Giuliani, who also was given an honorary knighthood by the English Crown, I heard Rush Limbaugh. I just kind of like, you know, sat there, mouth hung open, and I'm like, huh? Now, you have people like Malachi Vanunu that's still locked up in Israel that had come forth and said that there was nuclear weapons in Israel, trying to warn people, trying to fight in regards to stopping massive amounts of radiation from someone doing something really bad or stupid, who currently is still in prison because they basically went back to court, found him guilty of talking to the press here in the United States and abroad. So they resentenced him. He's been locked up again for who knows how long in Israel. But he was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize about, at least to my knowledge, about six times. Then you have Rosalie Bartel. She's a nuclear scientist. She's a Catholic nun. And she was one of the ones that came out and started fighting about HAARP technology and the situation with DUs being deployed over in Iraq and the danger and how this stuff has poisoned and polluted the world and nominated a number of times but never receiving the Nobel Peace Prize. But then I'm hearing Rush Limbaugh. Limbaugh, or whatever his name is, whatever. Anyway, who's been making racial comments, just blatantly has said things that have been very much disruptive to anything I would think is peaceful as a nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize. So is it a situation, Nobel Peace Prize is something that you pay for, you know? What do you think about this, John? How do you feel about that?
Well, as I was telling at the beginning of the program, they have these peat moss areas, and they generate a tremendous amount of methane. Well, the ones that's been generating methane has been frozen is the largest one in the world. It's the size of France and Germany together. It's in the Siberian area, and it's melting away. Well, when that gas starts to release itself, and we're coming into a time sequence of a storm in the space and also of the star sequence, which creates a vibration, which when it happened last time, there's a 26,000-year cycle. We have a reapportionment. If you look at the globe, you'll see that all the pieces fit together. That didn't happen by glaciers putting it apart. And so anyhow, what we have is you will have a tremendous amount of methane as we start to vibrate and shake because of this vibration that when the storm we're heading into, the space storm of protons, which is going to reverse our balance of our poles from negative to positive, they're going to reverse themselves. There's going to be a restructuring of the continents. That will start the ocean shaking, and you've got, if you go into any pond and you just stir the mud a little bit, you'll see bubbles come up. Well, that's methane a lot of times. And that methane will be coming out of the ocean and out of that peat moss tremendously, which is a heck of a lot more effective than the CO2. And they don't talk about that. They don't talk about the, as in the previous show, of the other planets having four times their electromagnetism increased. They don't talk about, well, go out and look at the stars, and if you look at the planets, you'll see that they're brighter because the X-ray component of them is much higher. We're seeing the sun heat up ourselves. You can go to, I think it's demillage.com or demirage.com, and you can see where our Earth is tilted 26 degrees more. He didn't talk about that. And yet the Pyramid Giza that was built 6,700 years ago has a king's chamber, and it talks about the end times. And then the sun star of Sirius is now shining down that portal and hitting into the king's chamber and lighting it up and giving that pyramid power and intensity. And now who in the heck knew how to build that 2,600 or 6,700 years ago to put that facility together to know that we're in the end times and this is happening?
Well, I got to stop you. We're going to break, and we're going to talk more about that But folks, call in on that, 800-313-9443. What is your opinion of the Nobel Peace Prize?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Hi, we're back. We're here on RBN. And again, callers out there, listeners, and all needing laptops, camera equipment, whatever you can forge together. Also, another thing I want to request, too, another one of our listeners, a wonderful man by the name of Bill, he's been struggling to keep the Patriot Movement out, getting information to the public. He needs blank tapes. So if you have any blank tapes, and I mean the cassette tapes, he re-records these broadcasts, and it would be really helpful if we could set up a base to get him some of these blank tapes so that he can record and keep doing what he's doing for the Patriot community. So again, you know, I'm trying to get people to realize that this is a program, a networking, helping one another, and doing the right thing. So if you have blank cassette tapes, he needs that very, very much where he is. He's been, you know, taping broadcasts every day on and on, you know, to make sure that these things get out. So please, if you can do that, So make out a donation of a laptop if you can help us here with the broadcast with, you know, some money. It's dn.burley@gmail.com PayPal, you know, keep the broadcast going. Also, we're looking for folks, too, that want to advertise their businesses. So if you have a business or a service you want to promote, contact me. We're trying to network in because of the situation and all these things are collapsing. We want to be able to make a thread of community and making money amongst the people that are family here through our network. So, you know, that means satellite listeners, AM, FM, microstations, everybody. We need to all work together, you know, work with Republic, work with myself, work with the other co-hosts, that we need to, you know, spread things around to keep everybody afloat. Call me if you can, 630-930-9782, 630-930-9782, and I'll give you the details of how to mail this tapes in and the laptop to the gentleman, you know, in Arkansas. John, we're back, and anyway, we were talking about this, you know, situation with the Nobel Peace Prize came up, and then also this week on the news, I was sitting there with my mouth open again, and they were talking about the amount of lead is in lipsticks. So women, you go out there and get yourself all beautified, and you put that lipstick on, you know, put on every day. Well, from what they said, there's a quantity of lead in those lipsticks that might cause this and that and the other. What is your opinion of lead in lipstick? Does that, do you mean to you, John, that it's going to be a significant issue, or what do you feel?
Well, you women always got the kiss of death on you, you know. And just
kiss of death.
I got a couple interesting stories on lead. I had a gentleman, I was in the waste whey business of organics, and I was spreading on one side of a hill, and on the other side of the hill there was a farmhouse that the gentleman said I was polluting his spring, and it was getting into his water system. So then I went over and looked, and he showed me his back, so saw the water tank on the toilet, and it was full of a lot of debris and whatnot. So anyhow, it turned out to have a soft lead line that fed up to a spring about a quarter mile away. It went through a barnyard with cows in it and whatnot, and it was all broken up. And when it got said and done, the barnyard was actually leaching into it where the line was broke. I had nothing to do with it. But the guy was pointing his finger at me pretty hard and was going to sue me and all this. And he had all the toys, and he was just one of these guys, that style of family. And but when it gets said and done, you know, in the past history, that an old couple, probably 80, 90 years old, died running that farm on that lead pipe, that soft lead pipe.
Uh-huh.
But today we have acid rain, which is man-made. It's the chemtrails, the pollution we don't have to generate has been orchestrated. So now acidity is leaching off the heavy metals, which is giving us the trouble where it didn't give us the trouble in the past. Another thing that happened was out west in Colorado where they mine silver. They have lead is in the waste soil that is left over from the silver mines, and all of a sudden they got going to have $1 billion cleanup, multi-billion-dollar cleanup of all that lead-contaminated mining material.
Uh-huh.
And so all of a sudden they were getting all cranked up about it, and then all of a sudden the question was asked, well, what is the population? The population got a lot of lead poisoning, and they went out among the population, they tested everybody, and they found out that they had less lead poisoning in that area than they did in the rest of the United States. And so here they have, you know, old lead is terrible for you, and this is a natural form of lead just in the ground. And when it got said and done, it didn't bother those people in that area whatsoever.
Well, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about this lead thing because I want to mention something as well. But we have a caller in Indiana, I think Ted in Indiana. I'm sorry, Jake in Indiana. Jake, are you there?
I'm here. How are y'all doing?
Okay. Hi, Jake. How are you doing tonight?
I was interested the first time anyone mentioned the Peace Prize. As far as Al Gore deserving a Peace Prize, he deserves it about as much as Henry Kissinger did in 1973. When Henry Kissinger received the Peace Prize in 1973, I was upset. And after a short time, I began to realize the people who gave Mr. Kissinger the Peace Prize were not the slightest bit interested in peace. Now, another thing that's very interesting about the Peace Prize is Mahatma Gandhi, was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize five times, 1937, 1938, 1939, 1947, and 1948. He did not receive it.
I was wondering that, because I thought he had, but he had not received it, right?
No, he was never given the Peace Prize. Now, if that doesn't tell you the credibility of the Nobel Peace Prize, I don't know what would.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, and I'm sitting there in the middle of the morning, and I'm sitting there hearing Rush Limbaugh, and I was like, huh? You know, where is that? And then they mentioned Giuliani got one, and it was like, huh?
Well, they're all in the same. They're all in the same category. If you look back at the people who won the Peace Prize, all of them were warmongers, and otherwise,
did Hitler get one?
Who?
Did Hitler get one?
That wouldn't surprise me. I don't know that he did, but
you know, I mean, the people they're mentioning. I mean, you know, okay, another thing. Okay, I know Giuliani is running for president. He was the mayor of New York, but there was a question of his waist. Business being involved with some type of undoings in the UN. They never went through to check into or say more about it. Kind of got hushed up, and he also got an honorary knighthood. What was the reason for the honorary knighthood? I forgot. What did he do?
Giuliani?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think it's over the 9/11 issue. You know, he was a great big hero because he came down and shook some people's hands after he ran with his tail between his legs and of the perpetrated demoing of Building 7.
Wait. That can't be true now. You know, he got a knighthood. Do you know what he did?
No, I don't. I remember this about Gandhi and Kissinger, and just thought those two illustrated pretty much what the Nobel Peace Prize is really all about, and it is certainly not peace.
Well, it's a sad state. And who's the ones that do the nomination? Do you know?
I really don't remember. I checked in on it at the time, but that was many years ago. But when you started talking about it, I just remembered all this, and I decided that these two examples should be sufficient for people to understand the quality of the Peace Prize and the people who award it.
Yeah, well, I
just had to call and tell you that.
Well, thank you very much.
Let me get out of your way. Thank you.
But thank you for calling in. But, you know, again, he's right. You know, Gandhi, all these people, Sadat, all these people had done magnificent work. And,
look at the Buddhists that are fighting the obstruction of the, was it, Burma's dictator of government right now. They're just standing out there praying, trying to turn things around. They're getting murdered in their tracks. I mean, you could give that them a Nobel Peace Prize of peaceful demonstration.
Nope. That's for, you know. I don't know, you know. And then we sit there in awe of these things and, like, you know, wow them. And it's like, you know.
Well, again, just to discredit Al Gore, if you go to, I pulled up the website, it's http://www. And it's Divulgence, divulgence.net/. So it's the significant www.divulgence.net/. And you can see where the Earth's tilting 26 degrees this last year. Now that's a phenomenal item to be happening to us, and you don't hear nothing about it?
Well, the thing is, though, let me go back to tsunami. When that tsunami hit, there was something that happened, and that, like I said, it was, you know, from what I saw, because I had done all this work up by looking at the seismograph readings, the earthquake, you know, underneath the water, which happens, by the way, tsunamis always happen in around that same time. And it was cranked up more from HAARP. You know, I was looking at the readings from HAARP and various things. I have it on one of my websites. And anyway, when this thing happened, I was talking to, you know, geophysicist Loren Murray and some other people in the science community, and we all came to the conclusion that this thing caused the Earth to wobble, and it caused this thing where the planet is now rotating in a different direction, and some of the things you're talking about. So it has nothing to do with global warming. And this global warming scenario, too, you know, I was listening to the show before we came on, and you had mentioned, too, about the storm in outer space. By the way, folks, everything underneath the ocean, everything as far in the ocean, we don't even have a clue of, all operate off the same system. It's when you have condensed air, it's like it's no air. Levels underneath the ocean is like they say there's no oxygen, but there is, and there's beings and creatures living down there similar to the ones at the upper levels, and therefore going into outer space. Outer space also has condensed oxygen, which is not breathable to us, but it is oxygen there. So there are creatures living up there, and there is indeed space storms, and it will float around, and it will, you know, hit here. In fact, I had looked in the Hubble pictures some time ago, and there were tornadoes or something, some severe wind storms in outer space. So, again, it affects planetary systems in the area. We haven't been hit with that yet. But when we are, it's going to be a huge basis of things happening here on our planet. Now, again, these things, they're leading up to it. Does that mean that that might impact on the warming of this planet? Is it a possibility that, you know, all this stuff that we're doing with all this huge amounts of radiation and explosions we're doing in Iraq from these weapons that we have, that we've been attacking Iraq with, has caused a situation of heating up the planet from allowing all this radiation to go in our ozone layer and erode different other areas of atmosphere, again causing a different thing in the climate. These things are not talked about, but we talk about population issues as being impeding situation of the global issue of of our environment. Actually, it's man-made. It's what we're doing with these alternate devices. Do you know they have this thing, I mentioned it here, called the weather modification system out there in outer space that changes weather just like HARP? And this weather modification satellite system they have up there can heat up the planet and make it colder. They have satellites up there that have dishes in it that redirect the point of the sun to make areas hotter. So if you have those things, those are all man-made alterations to the planet's surface heat, and it changes and erodes the environment. So it isn't something of man, nature, or because of too many people on the population. It's us destroying this planet. John, do you have anything to say on that?
No, just that, you know, there's the information like on that divulgence is covered by NASA, USGS, NOAA, NWS, ESA, which is European Space Agency, and the Russian scientists of the quantum physicists that are in charge of knowing about the photon cloud coming along and those kind of things. I mean, this isn't maybe information. This isn't, it really isn't secret information being here. And Al Gore probably is accessible to it alongside of, everybody else. And so let's step back and look at the agenda of why did they give him an award and why is he perpetrating what he's perpetrating. It gives some explanation why the weather's a little bit off, but not a full explanation and what's really going to happen. And I don't know, is it just an orchestration of like a safe guy to vote for?
Well, they're talking about him possibly running, but, you know, like right now we're looking at this Republican ticket, and this Republican ticket we're looking at, we got Giuliani that's running up there very much in the first spot. And we got Ron Paul, you know, he's moving up in ranks and stuff. But, you know, the thing is that, again, you know, if there is a quagmire on the Democratic side, just think that we're going to have a president, another Republican president in the White House, and it could be Giuliani. Think of the implications of that happening and how horrific it would be. And then the thing is, we have not asked none of these presidential candidates. Not one of us as citizens have asked these president candidates through the mainstream media and have them a question on what they're going to do to clean up the mess in the judicial system, clean up the mess in the White House. What is their plan to straighten out this deep throat mess that's been going on for 8 years or longer in the White House, balancing the budget, getting rid of all these people that have were placed in the Justice Department that have caused the situation of firing numerous amounts of justices because they weren't clouded in. The situation with the Valerie Plame case, Oklahoma City, the thing that happened in Waco, situation that happened over there in the World Trade Center. Who's going to open that up? Health issues. Who's talking about what they're going to do to deal with the huge quagmire health issues with those people living in New York from being bombarded with all that stuff that came off the World Trade Center building? We're not talking to the candidates. They're just talking to us on scripts. We're reading something that they're get in their hands, and it sounds really good just for us to look at them and opinion to vote them in. But again, what is their policy on foreign government? We get a vague informational sheet on that. What are they going to actually do to clean up the situation with the medical situation for the people here and the soldiers coming back? What are they going to do to change and do something creatively to correct the situation of mortgage improprieties, situations of people falling in bankruptcy? What are they doing? And what are they doing in regards to the civil rights movement and racial issues? Where are the black leaders on that? We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, we're back. Again, callers 800-313-9443. Remember, looking for a laptop, looking for cameras, looking for, also if you have a crib, that's what they say in my lingo, a house or apartment that might be available for someone in need in Arkansas. I'm trying to find a place where a person can find a housing. Again, I do the homeless radio broadcast. It's going to be up tonight at 1:00 in the morning on Blog Talk Radio. If you go on Blog Talk Radio, you'll be able to hear the homeless radio broadcast, and we'll be talking there. And tomorrow I'm going to be on Now Live from 1 p.m. Talking about some of these subjects that we're covering here, nowlive.com, and then tonight, Blog Talk Radio at 1 a.m. in the morning, Central Time. John, now, the whole issue of what we were talking about, again, equates to the fact that we have all these folks running for president, all of them. And I have not heard them mention anything about 9/11. I have not heard one of them mention anything about, what they're going to do collectively to try to clean up this nightmare in the White House. I haven't heard what they're going to do to try to, really recover our troops from this war. Ron Paul has said, things in regards to that. But, there are other areas and issues that we need to, forge ahead on to try to get, some solid ground, don't you think, before this election? John, are you there? John? Oh, I guess John may have dropped off or something. We're trying to get him back. But, again, these people are running for these political offices, and they're going to be our president. We know we're going to have another 4 years or something. 4 years and another 4 years. That's 8 years, because they usually run the second time, they end again. 8 years of somebody in some political office. 8 years of a president, vice president. And if they do bad, what are we going to do? Just sit there again? Or, are we going to ask them the hard-nosed questions right now? They've been coming in our community. They come in the town and they visit to schools and things like that. And I think everybody should be standing off a rafter to find out what the heck they're going to do. Now, I want to stop here for a minute. John, are you there? Yes, he's not back yet. But I'm going to bring another issue in, too, here, is this fact of these kids shooting people in these schools. I haven't addressed that tonight, and I don't have too much time because, there's been so much going on. But there was a kid that had a whole army worth of guns in his house. I mean, he had hand grenades and bombs and bomb-making stuff and rifles and all kinds of stuff. And he threatened to do something at the school. And he was in, one of these pictures and had sunglasses and stuff. And I'm not sure if that's the one that got killed, because it was like three of them this last week. One out here in Illinois that was stated to being one of these people that would possibly cause a nightmare. What is your opinion of that? But we're going to have to cover that next week when we are on. I think this is the end of the show, right, Manny? Manny? This is the last part of the show? Okay, so we're getting ready to go off. Call me at 630-930-9782. Peace and love. We'll be back up here Saturday, Monday through Friday, Truth Radio, 6 to 7 p.m. Tomorrow, 1 p.m. on blog.mileandthehive.com and Blog Talk Radio in the next hour, 1 a.m. See you later. Bye.
It's true.